on FM, on mobile, and online. This is Spark Reports with Beth King.
Spark Reports is back. Make sure you join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 5:50 p.m. for all your latest news. Coming up on tonight's programme, a new campaign run by Sunderland Football Club. Durham Lumiere's brought in millions after the four-day festival. And a new drug has been released on the NHS. But first tonight, a North East campaign group is urging the government to follow Scotland's footsteps when it comes to alcohol. This is Spark Reports, I'm Beth King. Balance, a North East alcohol campaign group, have called on the government to follow Scotland and end the supply of cheap alcohol. It comes after a judgment by the UK Supreme Court that minimum unit pricing is legal and can be implemented in Scotland following a challenge by the alcohol industry. This means raising the prices of the cheapest alcohol products, which cause most harm, while leaving the price of most drinks, including those served in bars and restaurants, unchanged. I spoke to Colin Shevels, Director of Balance, about the effects drink is having on the UK and particularly the North East.
Alcohol is being sold in the North East for pocket money prices. It's possible to buy 3 litres of white cider for less than £4, and that includes the equivalent of 22 shots of vodka. Introducing a minimum unit price, the evidence tells us, will save lives, cut crime and ease pressure on our public services. It makes perfect sense to introduce it in England as well as in Scotland, particularly here in the North East, where we suffer from some of the highest alcohol-related health harms in England.
He goes on to explain the effects it has on the NHS and other public services here in the North East.
We know that altogether alcohol costs the North East over £1 billion a year. That includes costs to the NHS, it includes costs to our police and criminal justice system, it includes cost to the wider economy and our local councils. You know, it takes a lot of money out of the economy. And the tax that's paid on alcohol nowhere near meets the costs of dealing with the harm that it causes. If it's good for Scotland, it's good for England. The Welsh Assembly are going to introduce it in Wales. The Irish government are looking to introduce it in Ireland. It won't be long before England is being left behind, and the people who will suffer most are the people of the North East.
You can catch the full interview on our website, sparksunderland.com/news. Now, Sunderland AFC has launched For Bradley, a special fundraising campaign to create a holiday home for sick children and their families. Katie Baggett has more.
A fundraising drive called For Bradley is aiming to create a holiday home called Bradley's Place to give families an opportunity to spend time together. But now the Black Cats are raising money through the sale of a special edition home shirt named Bradley Shirt, which was worn by the players on Saturday during their game against Millwall. His mum, Gemma Lowry, explains why Sunderland Football Club are ensuring a positive legacy will come from Bradley's personal fight.
Sunderland AFC approached me and said, build a house or renovate a house and make it a spectacular. I just thought it was a fantastic idea because that was above my wildest dreams to be able to do that for people. So them coming to us and saying, we want this logo on the Sunderland shirt to raise funds for the house was fantastic.
Gemma emphasises that the special campaign is in honour of Bradley, but will also provide other sick children and their families with lasting memories too.
Everything happens for a reason, and unfortunately Bradley's reason was, in my eyes, was to bring communities together, raise awareness for cancer, but also help other children.
Bradley was often pictured giving a double thumbs up, and the club now wants to make that gesture in an aim to support the campaign. They are asking people to share pictures or videos of themselves giving a double thumbs up using the hashtag ForBradley on social media. Spark Reports, I'm Katie Baggett.
Thanks, Katie. A new drug has been released for those suffering with the most common forms of breast cancer and will now be available on the NHS. Georgina Early has more.
There has been a new development in effective treatment when it comes to breast cancer, with women living on average 2 years without their disease progressing. We spoke to the head of medical oncology at Newcastle Hospital, Dr. Mark Verrill, to tell us more.
What it means is, compared to standard tablet treatment that we are already able to use, we can now actually control metastatic breast cancer for around 2 years on average, with some women actually having the disease controlled for very much longer.
55,000 women in the UK alone are diagnosed with breast cancer each year. with 85% of women who are diagnosed with advanced breast cancer not living longer than 5 years. Dr. Verrill told Spark about what it means for patients with breast cancer to have access to this new drug.
We've seen very good responses with relatively few side effects, certainly much less than we'd get with chemotherapy.
The treatment will be routinely available on the NHS for women in England and Wales with immediate effect. Spark reports, I'm Georgina Rowley.
In other news, three people have been arrested on suspicion of murder over the disappearance of teenager Gaia Pope have been released with no further action. The 19-year-old's body was found on Saturday near her home in Dorset after being missing for 11 days. Police say there are no physical signs that anyone else was involved in her death, but they are waiting on toxicology reports. Shout out to those of you who love a burger. One of the most popular northeastern gourmet burger chains may be opening in Sunderland. Fat Hippo, who already have establishments in Newcastle and Durham city centres, as well as Jesmond, are rumoured to be opening a fourth restaurant by Sunderland Riverside. It's said to be opening at the site of the bonded warehouse next to the University of Sunderland student accommodation. And the bells of Westminster Abbey will be ringing out at lunchtime to celebrate 70 years of marriage between the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh, becoming the first British monarch to celebrate a platinum wedding anniversary. Her Majesty the Queen, who's 91, and the 96-year-old Duke will celebrate at Windsor Castle later with family and friends. They already have 5 great-grandchildren. Happy anniversary! Now, the city has been lit up in millions of lights over the past 4 days, but Durham Lumiere Festival has come to a close. Our reporter Adam Wood has more.
Durham Lumiere Festival drew to a close last night. This is the fifth time the town has hosted the festival. The four-day event saw Durham lit up with 29 different bits of artwork and installments. The event over the past 4 years has seen a £21 million increase to the economy, and Durham County Council only anticipate this to rise. 240,000 people descended on the town, bringing a boost to local shops and cafes along the way as well. I visited the event on Thursday and asked some of you, what brought you to Durham City Centre and the Festival of Light?
It's because Durham looks quite astonishing. I was going to come tomorrow, but but my friends were very insistent on coming today. I quite like that it's on 4 days.
Because we've been a couple of times before, and every time we've been, it's been fantastic. So it's like we come on a more biannual sort of visit. So yeah.
My friend had some spare tickets and we just thought, why not give it a go? Never been, heard good things, and here we are.
Let us know if you went to the 4 day festival. Why not hashtag it Spark Reports on Twitter with your favourite photo of your installation. Spark Reports, I'm Adam Wood.
Thanks, Adam. The first episode of this year's I'm a Celeb aired last night, and a very familiar and loving face made his reappearance to TV. Lauren Robinson has more.
One of the North East's favourite presenters returned to our screen last night after his 2-year struggle with a painkiller addiction. Ant McPartlin appeared on our screens for this year's debut of the popular reality show I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. His co-host and long-time presenting partner, Declan Donnelly, was more than pleased to see him, even joking about his return.
Hello, good morning, good evening. Welcome to Australia. We are back and we're here for the next 3 weeks. Your hosts with the most, me and the gorgeous Holly Willoughby.
What? Sorry, what? What?
Oh, guys, that's the wrong script. You put the wrong script
what?
In the
Sorry,
thing.
Sorry, what?
Nobody was sure if you would make it or not. We didn't know if you'd be here.
Unbelievable.
We didn't know if you'd be here.
I was always going to make... Come on. I'm back, my friend. Come on.
Come on.
Go on.
It's good to be back.
We're glad to see him back in the jungle. Spark Reports, I'm Lauren Robinson.
Thanks, Lauren. Showbiz now, Charlotte Price, what have you got for us?
Kerry Katona has confirmed she is no longer a member of Atomic Kitten. The singer's posted on Instagram to say that she's gutted and that she wishes the other members of the group all the love and happiness in the world. It follows reports that the 37-year-old allegedly insulted fellow band member Natasha Hamilton. Meanwhile, Johnny Peacock is the latest star to be knocked out of Strictly Come Dancing. The Paralympic champion thanked everyone for treating him as an equal after he lost out to Debbie McGee in the dance-off. He says it's been an absolute honour. And finally, Amir Khan and Georgia Toffolo will be the first contestants to fight a bush tucker trial on I'm a Celebrity. The boxer and Made in Chelsea star were chosen by the public. Boris Johnson's father, Stanley, has already emerged as an early favourite after last night's launch show, which saw Ant McPartlin return to television screens following his stint in rehab. That's all for Showbiz. Spark Reports, I'm Charlotte Price.
Sports now, and Chris Coleman, the former Wales boss, has been officially appointed the new Sunderland manager. Ethan Lawson-Marshall has more.